Let's begin with the attacks on truck drivers and trucks in the road freight industry. The situation really out of control now. Two trucks set on fire in Davyton this morning. A section of the N12 was closed to traffic as well. Over 30 trucks have been torched across the country this past week. A driver from KZN was killed in Gauteng on Monday night. Another is in hospital. It's believed this is because of the employment of foreigners as truck drivers in the industry. President Cyril Ramaphosa has now weighed in. He's condemned these attacks as mindless and bloody lawlessness. He's asked various ministers, including those of trade and industry, police, transport, home affairs, to provide a report on the situation. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport in Parliament, Mosebenzi Zwane, he's also voiced concerns about these unacceptable attacks on delivery trucks. Where is the police in all of this? Some arrests have been made, not nearly enough. Crime intelligence is clearly lacking, and they should know about these attacks before they happen. Colonel Brenda Muridili is the police spokesperson. All communication on this has now been centralized, so we speak to Colonel Brenda Muridili now on the line. Colonel, thank you for your time today. Let's start with this latest incident this morning in Davyton. We understand that you are looking for some suspects there. What do we know about that incident?
Thank you, Mandy. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners. What we know is the police were called to a scene. This is the scene on the N12 highway around 5 a.m. this morning. And when they got there, they found those two trucks blocking the road, the highway. And we have currently the crime scene management from National Head Office that is combing the scene for any evidence, and it was reported that these trucks were stopped by a black vehicle which did not have a registration number, forcing the drivers out at gunpoint and then setting the trucks alight and fleeing the scene. But as the law enforcement, we are on the ground, and we are the National Priority Committee on this road freight industry has been re-established, and there are stakeholders that are part of this meeting, including the Transport Department, as well as Labor and Employment and Home Affairs. And there has been taskings that were given to the individual departments. And with regards to the SAPS, we are guided by our crime intelligence to do deployments as hotspot areas. And we did manage in the past week also to foil an attempt on the banning of trucks in KZN in Marian Hill, where the police responded swiftly. When they got there, several trucks, I think about five, had been hijacked, and they were standing static along the highway, and then the keys have been taken by the suspects, and then the police managed to tow away those vehicles, the trucks. But we are, the crime intelligence has activated their sources, and then the police are being deployed as per the operational plan that it has been put in place.
Colonel, it's good to hear about that Marian Hill example, and well done to the police there. But it certainly looks and appears as though the situation is out of control. 30 trucks have been torched in the past week. Someone's been killed, another's in hospital. Do the police have control of the situation?
We do, and you must remember that this is not necessarily one group doing this banning of trucks. It has been relieved that there are some splinter groups that on randomly going around touching these trucks, not necessarily the part of the group that has grievances against this industry. So the police have the information, and as and when we receive information, then deployments are adjusted strategically.
And it does come down to intelligence, as we both agree on. Do you think that you're doing enough intelligence-wise? Do you have those sources, those informants? Are you finding out about enough of these incidents before they happen?
We are having informants and whatnot, but you must remember that fighting crime is not solely as the role, the responsibility of the police. We have the community that are aware of the people that are committing these things, and they have to speak out in order to assist the police to fight this scourge. And as good people who have information are keeping quiet, then and the police are not going to be able to fight this on their own. But we are always appealing to the community, or anybody with information for that matter, to call our Crime Stop number 08600-10111. And we also have my SAPS app. People that do give these tip-offs, they can remain anonymous. So that's what we are always doing, appealing to the community to assist, as we have seen that the police officers cannot be on every road and every highway and byway, and then Some of the incidents last week in Gauteng did not even happen on the highways. They happened inside the areas, like in Fort Flores. So we cannot have police. We do not have the capacity to man every inch of the highway or the byways. That's why we are always appealing for interested parties, people that are affected by this, especially people that are the communities around these roads. If they see something, immediately call the police so that the police can respond swiftly.
Colonel Brenda Muradili, SAPS spokesperson, thank you for your time today. Do you agree with what she says? Do you think the police needs to do more intelligence-wise? I'm sure many people will disagree with the fact that the police is doing enough. So let's take a look at this now from the angle of the employers and also of the drivers. Bongani Bingwa spoke to Gavin Kelly, the CEO of the Road Freight Association, this morning. Have a listen to what he had to say.
Mentioned that these attacks are very well coordinated. There seems to be some sort of military training behind this, or ex-military training behind this. So they know what they're doing. They know how to really stay a step ahead of the South African police services. And it's increasing, as you say, and it's now beginning to spread from the one or two routes that happened about 2 weeks ago. There were just a number of routes. It's now beginning to spread across the country.
If goods cannot be moved around the country, I mean, what better way, what more effective way to throttle the economy? Can we talk about a recovery if that's the kind of thing that happens?
Well, exactly. If you're now going to take the only system that exists in the country that can efficiently move goods, and we don't have a rail system, and that's something we can talk about at another date, you're now going to start putting pressure onto the delivery of goods, the availability of goods, the price of goods. Obviously, it's going to affect people's businesses, those who sell, those who are involved in the logistics, and that's in the end going to really be a major hammer blow to the economy, and that recovery is not going to happen.
That's Gavin Kelly, the CEO of the Road Freight Association. Mary Paddy is the president of the Truckers Association of South Africa, joining us now. Mary, thank you for your time today on the Midday Report. There was this incident this morning. Two trucks were torched in Daveyton. There have been over 30 trucks that have been torched in the past week. How concerned are you as the Truckers Association?
Good day to you and the listeners of 702. We are really concerned. We are worried about the life of a driver, you know, those that are driving the truck at the time, you know, the incident happens. We are worried about the product that must reach the destiny. We are worried about the number of trucks that we are losing on the daily basis. We are worried about the chances of the insurance company maybe starting to worry and maybe charge us more higher than we normally pay. So I worried about a lot of things. We are worried about the instability, you know, in this industry. We are worried that as to who is behind, you know, the whole torturing of this type.
We've just spoken to the police a bit earlier in the show, just before we spoke to you. They seem to think that they've got the situation under control. Do you think that law enforcement is doing enough here?
The thing is, we, on the other hand, we also spoke to the Drivers Forum, you know, to understand, you know, what is really happening, what is their concern. And they've mentioned that even though they've got challenges with employers employing foreign drivers, but, it, you know, it looks as if, you know, this matter is beyond the situation. But the fact of the matter is that we as TASA, we are aware that the issues that are happening for the past week is about employment of the foreign drivers.
The All Truck Drivers Foundation, which represents some of the truck drivers, they've issued this ultimatum now to the owners, to the trucking companies, saying that these foreigners have to vacate their jobs the beginning of December, or there will be mass disruptions. Mm-hmm. What is your reaction to that ultimatum?
We are worried about that, and our worry, you know, comes from the point that people should understand we can be an association, we can be able to speak up to a certain point, but when the Department of Transport, when the Department of Labor is not going to be involved in this thing, the police are going to manage criminals. But the bottom line is that we are not solving the core problem. They've spoken to us in 2018, we've heard them, they've spoken before that, and we seem to be, you know, going very slow. And we want to come to the media and say, you know, we have we have changed the industry. Whereas these people are talking about the practical things. The drivers forum were giving me this morning. They said, you know, President, you guys are not doing anything about this. And we were trying to say to them, you know, can we just speak to the people who are torturing the truck to stop this situation? They are saying to us, you are not doing anything. They've given us a number of companies. Says, look at that company, look at that company. And now we are coming to the media space and we want to hide something that we need to fix. We need to fix this thing. It must be fixed as a matter of agency. And the Department of Transport, the more they are distancing themselves, the more they are saying, you know, police must take over. The matter is going on. And we are saying that let's sit down. And when we sit down, how do we manage these employers that are not willing to come to the table to make sure that they are doing the right thing? Because whatever that happens to the one side, it's affecting the whole industry. And now we need to keep quiet or massage the situation. And this is wrong. And we are appealing, you know, very seriously that the government must do something about it and they must do it so honestly. So.
Mary Putty, thank you very much. President of the Truckers Association of South Africa speaking to us there. We did ask the police ministry to come on and they're saying that it is various departments that are responsible for this. So that does explain it. Let's get the perspective now from the truck drivers. Sifiso Nyati is the secretary at the All Truck Drivers Forum, an allied South African, which is the ATDF. Sifiso, thank you for your time today. You've issued an ultimatum to these foreign truck drivers to vacate their jobs at the beginning of December, or there will be mass disruptions. Why are you so concerned about foreign drivers in the local industry?
Good day, listeners. If I get really a question, why are we demonstrating foreigners must leave a job in South Africa?
Why do you want the foreigners to leave the jobs? Why can't they drive?
All right. It's supposed to be like that. So it was like that before. In 10 years back or 15 years back, there was no foreigner driving in trucking industry. So the law, the employment equity law, in labor law, is section 38, is stated well, 100% citizen of this country must be work on the sector where it's not critical. So driving job is not a critical skill, it's not a shortage of skill. We have millions and millions and thousands of drivers in South Africa, in our country, who are sitting at home with a valid license, PDP, they are not working, they are not employed by deliberately by those so-called problem creator employers. So it should be like that. The law stating that all in the world, only South Africa is doing opposite. Even here in our side of the country, what you call the Namibia and the Botswana, the law is put straight. If you are not a citizen in those countries, you can't buy truck there. Even here, South Africa, the law says so. It's supposed to be like that.
Is it not competitive, though? I mean, what you're saying is very much xenophobic in many ways. Is it not competitive to allow whoever is most capable in the country to and legally here to drive?
What's xenophobic? What is the meaning of xenophobic? What is xenophobic? If South African people they took an effect, always this word, I don't know what the meaning of this word is coming from, which language, xenophobic. It's wrong if you're demonstrating South African people are eligible to employ in South Africa. If I'm a South African, it's wrong, it's crime, it's a sin, I'm a South African. Those who call investors in this country, they say they're investors in this country. If they're not employing me, it's a sin, it's a crime. It's not a xenophobic. It's wrong from employers. So to be qualified to be employed in this country, I must change my citizen. I must change my name from Sifiso Nyati to last more period or from other countries.
Sifiso,
and then I qualify to work.
Sifiso, are you any of your members responsible for these violent attacks on the trucks that we've seen over the past week in Joburg and across the country?
No, we said it many times. No, it's not our members. It's not ATDF. Whoever, we don't know. We also don't know. But those who sitting there, in the corner, the sinner is not printing them. The employers are the one who demonstrating this period. ATDF. No, such it is not our member.
Sifiso Nyati, the secretary of the All Truck Drivers Forum, thank you so much for speaking to us there. So do you agree with what Sifiso is saying? Do you have an opinion? Should only local citizens be allowed to drive the trucks? Do they have an argument saying that foreigners shouldn't be allowed? He's condemning the violence. He says his members aren't responsible. So there you have it, all the views. We've spoken to the police, we've spoken to the truck owners and to the truck drivers. Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.